Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Pete November. How are you, Pete?
Good, Robert. I'm great. Glad to be here.
I'm glad to be with you. Pete is the CEO of Ochsner Health. It's the leading health system in New Orleans, but more than that, it has a major national footprint in terms of what it's doing. So talk about what the organization is.
Sure. Thanks, Robert. So Ochsner Health, as you said, and today, actually, operate in three states, Louisiana, Mississippi, and we have operations in Alabama. And actually, even today, we opened a new clinic in South Carolina and recently opened a clinic in Florida. And we are an organization, actually, that was founded 82 years ago by five physicians. And I think that's important because that's sort of our history and our legacy of always being very physician-led and physician-driven and patient-centric. And it's really been an amazing story to go from five physicians who started the clinic. And today we own, manage, and affiliated with 48 hospitals and have about 38,000 employees and north of 300 different outpatient locations across that region that I discussed. And you know, I think, even more importantly, we have people that come from every state to get health care here and over 60 countries around the world. And it's really because of the great care that our physicians provide. And that really does go back to that foundation of those five founders that we had.
Well, let's talk about that. How does it work that people from every single state come? What are they coming for? Now, are they coming for Mardi Gras and, you know, while they're there, okay. They're not going to do an elective while they're at Mardi Gras.
That's right. That's right. Well, the folks who come from Mardi Gras who end up here accidentally, not because they wanted to be here when they come from Mardi Gras, but the people that show up from all the different states, it's because we've got different specialties where we provide care that's unique or of such a quality that they want to come here to get their care, and that's what brings them there. One example is transplant. We've got a really strong transplant program, and so patients come from, all over for transplant. We've obviously got strong programs in cancer, cardiology, neurology, and so people come from all over for that specialized care.
And you are known for a great culture, a great customer experience. And I think that all is framed by the leadership philosophy. So let's just talk about all of those. What do you see as the connection between strategy and health?
And health? Well, I think, you talked about us being known for our culture. I think a couple of great things about our organization, one, I think it does go back to those physicians. And so it is always focused on the patient and what's best for the patient. But also what's the best environment for our physicians and our caregivers. And we have to get both of those things right. And I think we work every day to get both of those things right because we need our patients to get the right care and the right access, but we also need our physicians to know they're supported and we're giving them the environment resources they need to do great things. Another thing that I think that's just special about our organization is our resilience, and part of that comes from where we live. This organization went through Hurricane Katrina, and at that point was much smaller than it is today. And actually, after Katrina, did some really brave things and grew because they wanted to show their commitment to the region. And then certainly, there's been other storms and events that we've gone through. But it's really that spirit of resilience that we have that allows us to come together and do great things. And we know as an organization we can overcome any challenge when you've gone through events like a Hurricane Katrina.
I think so. When you were the double, you went through COVID and you also had another hurricane, I think Ida, at the same time. But, I recently interviewed Drew Brees, And he is in love with the place there. And he would use that word also. Drew told me the people here they have hearts of gold and are just resilient.
They are. I didn't grow up in Louisiana. I've been here since 2008, and I've been in New Orleans since 2012. And I've said this a lot. I don't think I've been any place in the country where people care so much about the state or the community as they do in Louisiana. And they really, really do care deeply about the state. They care about each other in a way that I've never seen. And when they're is an event or something that has to be overcome, they come together in a way that is just remarkable to see, and it's special.
Let's talk about unique practices. And I know you focus a lot on leadership. Name a unique practice that you have that might help the culture, the great customer experience that you have. What's something that you or people at Ochsner do differently? There's 5,000 hospitals, right?
Right.
So you people coming from every state for you.
Right. Yeah, well, I think, I know I've said it earlier, but one of the unique things really is that physician culture of being founded by a group of physicians, and that has permeated with our group practice of physicians, which is just an incredible group of physicians, and that is a big part of, you know, why people come here and why we've been able to have the quality and the great care is because the standard that was set by those physicians when they started the group and then how that's carried down over the years. And then I do think that, you know, it does go to the culture of the city and the state and the region, like I said, where people care about the region and they care about each other in a way that you may not see in other places. And I do think a lot of that's because of having to go through these different events and having to have the resilience, you just do really come together in a special way. And when you combine that culture with that standard that was set by our physicians and the physician leadership and focus, those two things together make us unique.
And how about you? Are there any things that you do? Well, you've 38,000 people. You've a big culture. How you bring the physicians together with the non-clinical staff and any practices where you have special meetings or, you know, I think like, don't you do rounds? Like doctors always do rounds, but you do rounds yourself.
We do.
Different way.
We do. I, you know, from my perspective, just the way I view leadership is, you know, some people in my role think that the 38,000 people work for them. I view it that I work for the 38,000 people. And the only way to do that is to go out and meet regularly, with people in all of our regions, meet with our physicians and all of our employees. Really just to listen. It's not me going out and talking and trying to tell them what I think. It's really to create an environment where I can hear from them and what barriers they have, what's on their minds. And then I take that information, and that's, you know, really how we craft the strategy and we craft our priorities and what we focus on is through listening to all of the people who provide the care to our patients every day. And, you know, that's my mindset. And you're right. There is a lot of rounding to go do that.
And if I could sum it up, what I've heard from there, the reputation is that it's really a servant leadership philosophy which comes through.
Well, I hope that is the case, and that is really what I do believe when I say that I work for everybody in the organization. I really do feel that way, and you know, my job is to make them have everything they need to do their jobs and have the right environment, and also to know that, you know, if they make a mistake, I've got their back and I'll help them and we'll overcome whatever mistakes are made. And that, you know, we can talk about the things that aren't going well and that's okay, what we should do, and talk about it honestly without any fear. And that, you know, I believe sincerely that nobody does anything on their own. We do it with other people, and everything takes lots of different perspectives and people to make things happen. And we got to create the environment so people know that that's how we work together. And again, because of the resilience and the things we've gone through as an organization, I think that permeates throughout Ochsner.
Last question before we take a commercial break. Your favorite business book on leadership?
My favorite business book was Leaders Eat Last. Was my favorite one, and I really do think because it goes back to that servant leadership concept of young, we're there to serve everybody in the organization, not the other way around. And if you're going to ask people to go through and do tough things, you got to do tough things yourself. So that's certainly one of my favorite books.
Hey, we're about to take a commercial break. When we come back with Pete November, you are going to hear something. Lessons, I hope I don't embarrass you, from Ted Lasso. And I know that you're smiling now. I know you love that show. And these are unofficial, but then we're also going to hear you've 8 core business philosophies of leadership, which are really interesting. Back in a few. Stay tuned.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Pete November. And Pete, I mentioned Ted Lasso, and you're smiling, but there are, talk about, it's a tongue-in-cheek, but there are some leadership philosophies there that you think are worthwhile. And, I mean, here you are. I mean, you're running, it's over a $7 billion organization, 38,000 employees, 4,700 physicians. It's pretty serious work. You're dealing with life and death. But tell us what you think of that.
Yeah, Ted Lasso. So it's actually our chief nursing officer, who she just retired. We have another chief nursing officer now. But she, I remember one day I was talking to her. She goes, "Have you seen this show, Ted Lasso?" And I said, "No." And she told me like what the show was about. And I said, "Tracy," I said, "that sounds crazy." And she goes, "I promise you, go home and watch it." And so I went home and watched it, and I just power watched it. I couldn't stop watching it. And, you know, the first night, I think I watched the first four episodes or so. And, you know, I mean, you expect it when you think about an American football coach coaching a European football team and knows nothing about it, that you couldn't learn a lot about leadership. But, I mean, when you watch that, you know, one, obviously you believe in the importance of hope and belief, and that, you know, anything's possible. You really do come from that. You know, you see him just build those relationships between everybody, and that it's not, you know, always so much about the technical, but bringing people together and make them feel comfortable and building those relationships. You certainly saw the importance of vulnerability. I mean, he was willing to share who he really was with his team and people, and they were willing to share with him. And I think, you know, a little bit of fun too. You know, I think sometimes, obviously what we do is serious and important, but, it's okay to have a little bit of fun at work as well. And, I think that comes through, and, you know, it's also just a very uplifting show. And then that all comes through. And so it's funny what you just don't think about that being a leadership show, but in the end, it really turned out to be that.
I love to hear that. You know, Adam, interviewing like over 1,000 of the top CEOs in the United States, I find really the best ones, they learn in unique places. Like they'll go to a restaurant, and at that restaurant, they learn the core to how they do customer service. And you taking a TV show that's really a comedy, but it is a great way of looking at it.
It is. I say this often. One of the restaurants that I think is fascinating, and I try to learn from it, believe it or not, is Chick-fil-A. I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to talk to anybody from Chick-fil-A, but I'm just amazed by the way that that organization, the way the culture, the way that the service, the way people treat, you know, every customer, the consistency and the quality. That's one of those, every time I go through and order, I'm in the car driving, and my wife's like, "Okay, I get it. You think Chick-fil-A is a great organization."
I love it. So I want to shift now. You have created with your team in servant leadership these 8 business philosophies, and one of them was a specific interest to me, which was number 3 is trust each other and assume good intent. Intent is a very powerful word. Talk about that principle.
Sure. I think, you know, trust first, which is you know, an organization of our size, to be able to innovate and change the way we have to in healthcare, you've got to have trust in the organization with each other. And because if not, there's just no way to innovate and no way to do what we do. And so, you know, I say often, you have to build systems in an organization that are based on the 98% of people that are doing the right thing every time versus the 2% who may not be. And you've got to have that high trust. And I think we've all had those personal relationships where when you really trust someone, you can communicate quickly And things can happen at a pace and a speed that's unimaginable when you have that trust. And so I think that's an important and a good intent. Look, we live in a world today, you know, as you know, where you could go online all day and read all the bad things that are happening in the world and you can get jaded. And, you know, I think you just have to assume in every conversation that the person on the other side of that conversation is trying to do the right thing and is coming at every situation honestly with trying to do the right thing based upon their life experiences, and that you can't begin every relationship or conversation, you know, from the assumption that the person is not trying to do the honest and the good thing. And I think that's just so important, because without that, it's hard to build trust. It's hard to find solutions. It's hard to compromise. And so I think that's just so important to relationships, and again, to us innovating, and maybe, again, particularly important in today's world where compromising and finding common solutions isn't always viewed as positive in the way I think it should be.
I bet people just feel energized, and not only in the meeting, but it forces them during the whole week to think about that, right?
It does, because, you know, you don't walk in on, we have our meetings on Tuesday mornings. It's not like you walk in on Tuesday morning and go, "Ooh, I hadn't thought about that." You are thinking about it throughout the week. And it really is fascinating. People have put a lot of thought into it when they come in there, and sometimes people overlap, but most of the time everybody's got a unique thing that they've really given a lot of thought to. And you can quickly see when you do that, it doesn't then just happen in that meeting. It begins to happen in other meetings where, you know, people remember that. And then the next meeting they're in, they'll just coincidentally start, you know, calling out people for great work that they're doing. And
they'll actually mention the person's name. Right.
They actually mention the person's name.
So what's great about that is, I mean, not only is this trickling down throughout the whole organization, they're excited, but then I bet there's a lot of people who are like, boy, I want to be mentioned in that executive meeting. And then if they're mentioned, I bet a lot of it comes back down to them. So what a brilliant idea.
You know, and it actually does. That's actually happened a couple times where someone in the executive team, you know, who's not on the executive team in the organization, they got, you know, recognized, and then somebody else on the team will tell them, and, you know, and they're smiling, and then it just makes them feel great, which then permeates for that person, but then they're sort of paying it forward, if you will, and doing that to others. So it does really have an amazing effect when you're intentional about that.
And there you have it. Everyone, you have just received a PhD on servant leadership. So, Pete, great having you on the CEO show.
Robert, it's great to be on. I appreciate the opportunity and look forward to coming back in the future.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome back to the CEO Show. We're here today with Cindy Bigelow. Cindy, how are you?
I am doing great, and thank you for asking me to spend some time with you today.
Absolutely. And many of you know that Cindy has been a very popular guest on the CEO show before, but now we're going to talk about something different. And we're going to talk about family and legacy and how a company makes it to third generation and keeps growing and expanding. So Cindy is the CEO of Bigelow Tea since, I believe, about 2005. But what we want to talk about is her grandmother, Ruth, was the founder, 1945. That does not happen much. Her dad, who really sadly passed away recently, was iconic. And let's just start off, talk about the whole concept of Bigelow Tea and on Main Street in Ridgefield, Connecticut, your grandmother, Ruth, founded this whole iconic empire.
Yeah, it is a great American story. I can't lie to you. You know, my grandmother, during the Depression, had lost her job as an interior designer. My grandfather lost his job. They find this recipe. She finds this old colonial recipe, and she doesn't actually have the recipe, Robert. She's been told of a colonial recipe. She goes into her kitchen. She really works on it, develops this product, sends it out to friends. They say it's a source of constant comment. It puts us on the map. Very small business. I don't even know how they made it. They really, her tenacity and her ability to just not take no for an answer keeps this business limping along. My father then joins 1959, 1960, takes over 63, 65. Expands the line, puts us into foil, gets us on the shelves on grocery stores, really creates the specialty tea category, creates it. And today, you know, we're so blessed, third generation. You know, Robert, how few companies are even able to make it to third generation. And, you know, we're over 2 billion tea bags a year, number one tea company in the United States, run by a woman, which is very, very fun, you know, family business. And so I just have some great history, great role models, and a great product. So I feel very blessed to be the third in line to run this company.
And we're going to talk later on about things like what you're doing in sustainability. But let's go back to when you're a little girl and you see your dad doing this, and you see your grandma at the table. What are the conversations like about the business?
Well, my grandmother passed away when I was young. I remember all my Sunday dinners with her, but I don't remember the conversations. I do remember they were rather staid, given her, she was born in the 1890s. But I do remember then with my mother and father growing up and around the table. And there was definitely shop talk, but not that much shop talk. There was really more just full engagement, my father, with, you know, what was happening in my sisters in my life. Same thing with my mother. And so I never had any experience that was negative with the business. It wasn't as if this is all they talked about. They didn't care about Lori and I. But I would come home from high school, and there they were, testing in the kitchen, my mother, my father, my godmother, my godfather, and this one other individual, Bill Magner, and they'd ask me to try some of the teas as I was sneaking around them to get my ring-ding or devil dog. I was immersed with tea and never had a negative feeling about it, and in high school I said, gosh, this is what I want to do. I want to run this tea company. Why wouldn't I?
And did you have that conversation with your dad? How did that work out? Share that.
Actually, no. And I remember when I finally said I'd like to come into the business, I had gone to Boston College. I was working for Joseph E. Seagram's, and I called them after a few years with Joseph E. Seagram's. I worked for a division called General Wine and Spirits. I loved it, loved the whole thing. I lived in Tampa, Florida. And I called them. I said, I want to come in the business. And apparently they were floored, like floored. And I thought to myself, well, okay, I guess I didn't communicate that, but who do you think is going to run the business down the road? So I went to graduate school, Kellogg, had a great 2 years there as well, still close to so many of my friends from both BC and Kellogg. And then I started full-time, 86, in the company as the cost accountant, the first person with a PC, and the rest is history.
So in that history, 2005, you take over. What's really your vision? And talk about it with your dad, because he was so, here's what he did. He took this whole thing, which was a great little company, and he made it into a major brand. You know, so what were you thinking when you first went in and became CEO, what you wanted to do?
Well, I was blessed because I had been working at the company for 20 years prior. I mean, that is a luxury that, you know, if possible, I highly recommend. And because of that, I could sort of watch the players, what they were doing, and have the time to establish what I would call my strategic vision for the organization, where I thought it could go, what I think we needed to do. I think we had some product lines that needed to be shut down. I thought some opportunities existed in other areas. So in 2005, when I took over as CEO, I had already had the good fortune. I got to really build the relationships. I got to work in the different divisions. I could see what worked, what didn't work. I had to fight my own battles and see what I did right and what I did wrong. So I had a lot of training leading up to 2005, but that doesn't make a difference. When I became the CEO in 2005, I still had a lot to learn. I read a recent article about, and this is what you do. You interview CEOs. And it was a very funny article about, like, you know, when you become the CEO, everyone expects you to know everything, right? And here I had 20 years of training, and now I'm put to the front row, and you're like, wait, what? So as much as you're trained, you're groomed, you think you're ready, you have to know pretty much everything, everything. And so I had a lot of learning to do as a CEO. What was going to be my style now when I was in the, you know, the front of the row, how I was going to work with, you know, individuals that were used to working with my father. There was a painful 10 years of learning myself. And I stubbed my toe. I was really good at that.
Okay, but then at a certain point, when I was in your office a couple of years back, you showed me this house that sort of graphically built the whole concept of what the organization is. And it's almost right. Like your grandma had the vision. She just stuck with it, made it happen. Your dad turned it into an iconic brand. But then you had this focus on becoming a more of a societal brand, in a sense. Cindy, knowing you, that's what I get. So you remember that house that you had, right?
Oh, Bigelow Home. It's everywhere. No one in this company doesn't have a Bigelow Home. When people join the company, the Bigelow Home is one of the first things that they get. And, yeah, it was my way of uniting the entire organization as we drive forward. So we're all with the same purpose, vision. You know, it clearly lays out sort of my criteria when I say yes and when I say no and why, with the foundation being the values that I think we need to strive to have. It doesn't mean we all have them, but we need to strive to have them and to honor them. So the Bigelow Home is a big part of the DNA of who Bigelow Tea is today.
Yeah, talk about
that's part of my journey.
Yeah. Mention some of the concepts on the Bigelow Home that were important to you. Like, I know you've all these things, like every day you want to make a difference and you want to do all these things.
Well, the purpose is the roof, right? It's setting the, you know, direction of where we're going to be going, and it's protecting us, but it's what we need to think about. And that the purpose is to create an environment of pride that brings out everyone's desire and ability to make a difference every day. So I'd like to say our purpose is more than making a beautiful tea bag, more than giving people that moment of for them or for family. It's really, how do I create a space, and I ask other people to help me create a space, where we're all working to lift the room, lift the project, lift the people. Our job, I think we have a greater purpose, right? How do we make the world a better place? And that is the ultimate purpose why I get out of bed in the morning. So no matter what we do at Bigelow, no matter what I do inside of Bigelow or outside of Bigelow, my purpose does not change. And I think it's something that's very relatable for people. They see that as something that unites us, and they see that aspirationally as something that they want to do as well. And then that falls out the vision, right? And that's to harness that pride that I talked about, first building that pride and then harnessing that pride in order to deliver that uncompromising quality tea experience that enriches life's every day moments. Because that's what we do, Robert. We make a tea bag to enrich your everyday moment. So I think it's great. I think the home is something that I really think transcends time. It represents who we are. It represents who I am. I think it also captures the essence of my grandmother and my father. So, yeah, I love the Bigelow home.
So we're about to take a commercial break. We're with Cindy Bigelow. And when we come back, Cindy mentioned there's 2 billion tea bags a year. And I know that Cindy cares a whole lot about the environment. So I'm just wondering, we're going to find out what happens to those 2 billion tea bags a year. Back in a few.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, this is Robert Greese on the CEO Show, and we are with Cindy Bigelow. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. And speaking of the fabric of America, we're going to talk about the tea bag. There's probably nothing more common to everyone in globally than the tea bag. But I want to ask you, because you said that, you know, you're the leader, obviously, in specialty teas in all of America, but there's 2 billion tea bags you produce a year. So that has a lot of challenges with the environment. And I know, you know, I actually majored in environmental studies before it was even a curriculum back then. But I know you care a lot. So what are you doing with this? How do you manage that when you produce so much?
Well, first, Robert, a gentle correction. We are not the number one specialty tea. We're actually the number one tea company in the United States of America.
Wait. Here's, I did not know that. You're actually number one tea company? If you were watching the Zoom right now, you'd say, oh, man, she's smiling, pumping her fist, dancing. Talk about that. So thank you. I love that connection.
Yeah, about 2021, 2022, in that time frame, we surpassed commodity tea as well, which would be good teas, competitive teas, Lipton, you know, Salada, Tetley, that's fine. But overall, Bigelow Tea sells more tea bags than any other tea company, and we are the number one tea company in the United States of America, and that's very fun, right? Family-owned, run by a woman, third generation, that passion and drive behind all 2.2 billion tea bags. So, yeah, that's a really fun fact that I'm so happy to share with you, and thanks for letting me emphasize it a little bit.
Wow, congratulations. Look, here you are, this family-owned company, taking on the conglomerates of the world and winning and having the best tasting tea, which is probably, frankly, that's why it happened, because of all unique flavors and everything. But let's go.
I think there's such a combination of why we're blessed to be this. I definitely think it starts with the foundation.
Okay. Up to our finale question. Women in business. So you are the rarity, third generation, but you're actually founded by a woman back in 1945, which is really rare. And you're just running the business to run the business the right way. But I want to know what advice you have for young women. What is your vision for women in America and in leading organizations forward?
Well, first of all, I'm going to ask every woman, as I would ask every male, to take inventory. What is it about you that you feel makes you the best leader? Because I will tell you, if someone's in the room with me that I think is better, I'm lining up. I don't need to be the leader. I will be the leader if I think I have to offer what the organization or the project or the team needs to drive it forward. So take inventory first. Then if you feel, you know what, I definitely have, I think, the leadership skills that are required to lift the room, as I like to say, then that's what you need to hone on. I always say women especially are very, very talented, no disrespect to men, but we're very talented at assessing a room. And that's what I do every day. I assess the room. Where is everybody? What are the issues? What are the obstacles? How do I bring everybody on board? Doesn't have to be my idea. How do I ferret out the best ideas? And how do I get everyone on board in a way that I'm communicating that everyone's part of it? How do I build that collaborative team that I know I need? Because to me, the word collaboration means you know you need other people. I can't do what I do alone. I'm not the brightest bulb. I'm pretty good, but I need others to make me better. So just take an inventory. Use your skill sets of evaluating what's around you and prove your leadership skills. When I walk into a room of all men, which I do all the time, I'm not coming in there beating my chest. Oh, look at me. I'm going to be the leader in this room. But I often end up in a leadership position because I find out who's the power broker in the room, what's really important, what are the issues, and then I start to supplement that and help drive that or pivot that if I don't think that's right. And I do it in a way that next thing you know, they're like, let's follow her. She knows where she's going. So I do think that you have to ask yourself first, are you that right person? And if you are that right person, then use those skill sets that you have to lift the room. You don't need, in my opinion, you don't have to run over anybody to get to the lead role. I do a lot of things in a leadership position that isn't inside Bigelow. It is outside Bigelow. So therefore, the name doesn't mean anything. But I'm able to do it because I think I work really well with people and I help communicate in a way that just takes us forward. So I think women are very, very well honed and skilled to read a room, lift a room, and appropriately get into a leadership role. Now, you're going to deal with individuals that are just not going to let that happen, right? That's an issue. I've dealt with that as well. And then you've got to figure out how to get around that. Because if that person isn't going anywhere, then maybe this isn't the right place for you. If that person isn't going anywhere and you can't leave, that's a whole other story. You got to try to figure out how to build alliances around that to get to where you need to do and show your value that way. But I also know that it's not always a fair world out there, and in those cases, you have to adjust.
And there you have it. It comes down to one word to me, which is authenticity. Knowing who you are, what you're about, and taking it from there.
You know the word I like also, Robert? Fluidity. I take on so much. I'm exposed to so much. I see so much. And as a leader, and as future leaders that are listening to this, you've got to figure out very, very quickly what you can do something about right away, what you need to compartmentalize, what you can put off and come back to, what you can put off, period, what you don't even need to look at. You have got to be so fluid. Because if you don't, you are jammed up and you aren't going anywhere. And then you can't lead. You can't lead. You have to be able to move through. So I think fluidity is very, very important. Drive, thoughtfulness, and fluidity if you're really going to be a leader, in my opinion.
There you have it, fluidity. Well, one final question, but I need a different word. And that word is the website for Bigelow Tea. Anyone who's interested in finding out more, what is the website?
It's very easy. BigelowTea.com. How hard is that? But it's fun. A lot of great stories, sustainability, our new items, you know, fun facts about the family. We have a great team that works on our website. I highly recommend you check it out.
There you have it, Cindy. Great as always having you on the show. And I'm excited that you're number one. Period.
I am too. We are too. We're thrilled.
Congratulations. Great having you on the show again, Cindy.
Thank you so much. I always so in love our conversation. You just are you have such great questions, and you have a way of bringing out information that nobody else ever asks or knows. So thank you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.